Stop if you've heard this one before. The Pella Christian football team is playing for a spot at the Unidome, and there's a Kaczmarinski at quarterback. I could have said the same thing 6 years ago this week, and it still would have been true. But the biggest question that remains is, can this group do what the record-breaking team in 2016 couldn't? Little brother Isaac is hoping to accomplish what older brother David did not, a bid for the Final Four in Class 1A, and a step closer to a first-ever state football championship for the Eagles.
And the snap to Kaczmarinski, right side roll, looks like he wants to throw, dumps it down, Veenstra makes the catch, and he tumbles into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles! A 5-yard pass from Kaczmarinski to Veenstra to open the scoring.
And while the emphasis for Coach Kaczmarinski and this Pella Christian team has been team, and it's an awfully solid squad at that, it's the stars that often shine the brightest when playing football in November. And after a season in which Isaac Kaczmarinski burst into the Class 1A football scene in 2021 and led that group of teams in touchdowns, the encore performance has also been a special ride.
Fake the handoff to Benny Schurz. Huge hole for Isaac Kak inside the 10, and he is untouched.
Isaac Kaczmarinski,
6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian, 17 yards, and he made it look easy.
Yeah, he did, and you know, that was a beautiful play. It really is a great design.
Isaac believes the tight-knit yet large group of seniors have played a big role in the success of Pella Christian in 2022.
One really good thing about our team is that we're very, very close, very tight-knit, and we don't really get mad at each other a whole lot. And that's what really allowed us to be able to come back in these victories is, you know, they'll be driving, they'll be doing, having success, but we're able to come together and we're able to stop them even after they may have driven on us for an entire quarter. But the fact that we're not getting mad at each other, we're not yelling, we're not getting upset, really points to our character and also our coach's ability to kind of regulate our emotions.
And there's definitely been a lot of help from his friends in maroon and gold. But the Eagles aren't playing for what they're playing for tonight without the quarterback and the linebacker that churns the engine that is the Pella Christian football team.
Kaczmarinski in the shotgun. He fakes the handoff to Schurz. He's going to keep it across the 25, across the 20, 15, 10, 5. Isaac Kaczmarinski into the end zone now as Pella Christian with their third rushing touchdown of the night.
The journey to this evening appeared to be fairly smooth this fall, all things considered, minus the bump in the road in Sigourney that ultimately has them heading 2.5 hours west instead of playing on Eagle Lane. But it was anything but smooth for Kaczmarinski, who underwent off-season surgery and needed several months of physical therapy to get himself back to where he was in 2021, let alone any potential improvement on top of that. Missing the state basketball and track runs of the past year, Isaac has been able to keep things in perspective and understands how precious this moment really is.
It's just an amazing blessing to be able to play with these guys. You know, you never know when your last game's going to be, whether that be you're done with the season in the playoffs or you have an injury. You never know. So it just really gives me just a lot of joy and happiness to be able to play with these guys. A lot of fun to play with. A lot of great guys that just come together in tough times and in easy times.
Older brother David knows this week all too well. Now an assistant coach, he's trying to pass along wisdom to Isaac about what's really at stake.
Well, Isaac's done a tremendous job his entire career of preparation and not just physically but mentally too. So I know he's done a really good job of it this week, just getting prepared. I've just told him to remain patient and to trust himself because I think he's a great athlete. But sometimes when you are in high-pressure moments, you have a tendency to become so emotional and put so much pressure on yourself that it can kind of spiral out of control. And I know I've definitely been there. So just reminding him to trust himself and stay patient, letting the game come to him, I think will really let him have as much success as possible.
I think the main thing that I always remember is just how fun the times were. I think it's very easy to get caught up in trying to do your best and be the best you can, and that's always important. But it's also good to have fun when you play those times. So remembering what the sport's really about is to have fun and come together as your team, but also just to kind of see the work that they put in and everything they did to kind of prepare for the Dome really reminds me of just how much I'm going to have to do if we want to really be in the field in the Dome.
Teammates Benny Schurz and Cooper Sprunk line up side by side with Kaczmarinski on both sides of the ball. Schurz is part of a dynamic offensive duo in the backfield and Sprunk in the talented Eagles linebacking core. Both say they've leaned on Isaac throughout the season in key moments, and that won't be any different with a Dome bid on the line tonight.
I mean, he's always someone to look up to, knows what's going on all the time. And he's so motivated to all of us, and he, like, encourages all of us when we're down. So if we're, like, not sure what to do, we can always look up to him, and he's always motivating to us. And he never gives up and always is encouraging to us, so that really helps us out.
Yeah, I think it's been great to have him on the team, because anytime that offensively we've stalled, either him, Benny gets a few runs, or Isaac will just physically dominate some of the defensive players, and that's just great to see, and it brings a lot of momentum to the team. Or if something bad happens defensively, you always know that Isaac is probably there to make the play anyway.
David believes Isaac is ready for the moment, and if the rest of the Eagles are right there with him, it should be a fun opportunity to prove how far this team has come with the heartbreak that's come before the past two seasons in the postseason.
It has been a lot of fun. I remember coming back from college and doing a workout with him and finally realizing, oh, I think Isaac might actually be faster than me. And I think every older sibling has that experience at least sometime in their life that their younger siblings are catching up with them. And I think Isaac is pretty easily surpassed me now in a lot of things. So it's been really special to watch Isaac kind of live into who he is in his own way. And he's gone about it slightly differently than me, but I think he's had even more success. So I've just really loved watching him play. And one of the main reasons that I wanted to coach this last 2 years is to be around him and kind of get some more time with him over the last part of his high school career.
I think it really shows just kind of how good we are, but also it shows our flaws. It shows that if we can play a team that's really good, that we can play them close. It shows that, yeah, we're not quite there yet. We made a lot of mistakes, but it also shows that if we improve on those things, that we're right there. We're right there with the rest of the team. We're right there with the rest of the teams in the state. And I think it just showed us that if we fix these couple things, it'll be a key to our success in the next couple years.
Isaac's trying to use those lessons learned in the losses to Van Meter and Dyke New Hartford to ultimately push this group from Eagle Lane to the top of Class 1A. And that will all have to start with an upset win on the road at Underwood.
It's just going to be determined by how we handle adversity. You know, they're obviously a good team. There's no bad teams left. Every team we play is going to be a fight. And if we're able to give 100%, no matter what the score is or what the down distance is, what the conditions are like, I feel like we have a good shot. We just got to make sure we keep that in the front of our mind.
Veenstra motions across. Kagmarinski fakes the handoff to Scherz again. He's up the middle. He shakes off tackles. He's at the five. And touchdown, Isaac Kagmarinski. The Eagles on the board first here in Jewell, Iowa.
For this player profile on Isaac Kagmarinski of Pella Christian Football, I'm Andrew Schneider.